talk show on Maui going on 30 years, and not as long as the Seabury Hall Craft Fair, which has been going on 45 years. And I am so happy to see in the studio Kimber Carhart. It's been a while since I've seen you, Kimber.
It has. So good to see you, Cindy.
You used to be with hospice, and I'd see you quite often, and now you've been helping out and volunteering at Seabury Hall. You've got a daughter.
Yes, I have a freshman there, Coral Carhart. I'll embarrass her by saying her name on air.
It's a beautiful name. This Saturday is the big day. It's the 45th annual Seabury Hall Crafts Fair. And I have to say, Kimber, you brought along some wonderful guests. We got a full house in the studio here.
With no wiggle room.
No wiggle room. You got Chuck, who's going to be here. He's in the sixth grade. And he's going to be talking about all the cakey crafts, and Maureen, who brought, lovely displays of her beautiful pearl jewelry and Tahitian pearls, and Maureen's here. And Maureen does fabulous wearable art, and it is art with Aloha Vibes, Blue Hawaii Jewelry. Thank you for coming,
Thank
Maureen.
You for having me, Cindy.
And really happy to have Lynn DeHorst, is that correct?
Terhorst
here. She brought in some wonderful fruit jewels. You're wondering what Maui fruit jewels are. They're edible and they're delicious, and we have them in the studio. I'll take some pictures. And we're going to give some of those away. She brought enough to feed everyone here at the station just about, but enough also we can give a couple of away. So thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone. Also, a little later, I'm going to give you a chance to enter our Mother's Day getaway, folks, because Wednesday is the last day to enter that, and we'll take a couple of names. In fact, I've got Gary out there waiting. If you would like to enter a Mother's Day getaway, our friends at Express Travel put this together, where you can fly from Kahului to Honolulu, have an overnight stay in the car, and we'll announce the winner on Thursday. Call now, 244-9533, and we'll get your name and announce the winner Thursday. And then we'll do more giveaways with these beautiful gifts you brought in as well. So Seabury Hall Crafts Fair is always huge. This is like such an amazing tradition, Kimber. I don't know. Seabury Hall holds a special place in everyone of Maui's hearts, doesn't it?
It is definitely a Maui tradition. And the day before Mother's Day, it allows us to be very last minute with our Mother's Day gifts. And luckily, mine is now on island, so I don't have to worry about shipping late. I used to have to send it to Oahu late. But
You put her to work?
I did. I shuttling. she's helping with the Hakulei booth. There's beautiful cut flowers at the craft fair, as well as floral arrangements
and plants,
leipo'os and plants, so
and about everything else.
Yes, right.
Everyone at Seabury Hall gets involved in this crafts fair, right?
Yes, it's a parent-run event, all volunteer event, and of course the faculty and staff pitch in a great deal as well. And it takes three months to put it together, and but it's well worth it. As everyone knows, this traditional, it's a wonderful Maui tradition. People enjoy going every year, rain or shine.
Yes,
they come.
and one thing that's important to know is it's really for a great cause, because there's so many parents that want to have their children go to Seabury Hall but need scholarships because they just can't afford it. And so there's always a long list of people trying to get entered into Seabury Hall, right? And so this fair is like the big thing that helps with the scholarships.
Yes, so 100% of the proceeds from this event go to tuition assistance and financial aid. And a lot of people don't realize 30% of the student body depends upon this financial aid to attend Seabury Hall. So it is for a wonderful cause. And only $5 to get in for the day, and children under 12 are free, and the crafters pay a booth fee, and so it all helps, and the proceeds collected all get turned around back into tuition assistance.
And there's a reason why so many parents want their children to go to Seabury Hall. Now, so your daughter's there. What were the reasons that you wanted your daughter to go to Seabury Hall?
It's a small, intimate environment. I didn't want her to fall through the cracks, and I also need her to be pushed. And she is a smart young lady. She just needs to be pushed along. Mm. And Seabury offers honors and AP courses as well as regular courses. And she's one of those kids, when she's pushed, she excels. And that's what I find at Seabury Hall works for her.
And everything from arts that are amazing, arts and theater, to good, really good physical activities and a football team. And so it's a wide variety. But what amazes me is the graduation rate, the kids that go on to college. That's what blows my mind, and that's so important. They make sure that the kids have their eye on the ball and are focused on getting into a good college.
Yes, in fact, they added an additional college counselor this year or last year, and it's been a huge help to the students. And a lot of the work, too, is helping them apply for financial aid for college. So they help you all the way through.
Well, we'll talk to Chuck here.
Yes.
He's so cute. He said, you can call me Charles or Chuck.
Yes, let's talk to our Cakey Zone expert.
And you know, some people think it's just, you know, for high school, but you're in the sixth grade.
Yeah.
So when did you start this last year, or you've been going for a while?
This is my first year, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, good for you.
Thank
you're
you.
You're going to be going on through the different classes through high school?
Yes.
And what do you love about Seabury Hall?
I don't know. It's just, like, a great sense of community. You know, I feel like everyone in the middle school knows each other. You know, and you say hi in the hallways, you know, just stuff like that.
Like kind of like a big Ohana, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like being on stage too, don't you?
Yeah.
I could tell.
Yeah.
See, he's not fearful at all. He sits right up there, talks into the mic. I was impressed with your presence. It's very good, Chuck. How did you get involved in a very important job with the crafts fair, the big fair this Saturday?
All of the students volunteer for the games. Mm-hmm. And different things, and it's super fun to be able to be part of it. Always, like, playing the games, it's going to be cool being on the other end of it, you know?
What's your job?
I'm going to be working at the Bounce Castle.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's got to be one of the busiest places for the kids, right?
Yeah, I think so. Usually when I'm watching people, there's a lot of kids there.
How do you control? It's like herding cats, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to do it.
It's like everyone wants to. It's a wild free-for-all. It was like, hey, bounce, 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 bounce.
It's like your baby sister times 1,000, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So you do acting?
Yeah, I did the play pretty recently, the sixth grade play.
Which play?
James and the Giant Peach.
Oh, cool. You weren't James, were you?
No, I was I was the centipede.
Well, that could be a hard job to be a centipede. I don't know if I want to be a centipede, but I mean, it's a dirty job, but someone's got to do it, right?
Yeah.
And did you crawl a lot?
No.
Oh, okay,
no.
Good.
Luckily.
Because you could really run into some real centipedes if you spent too much time on the ground. That's fun. So the Cakey Zone is really huge. It's a big part of the fair, cross fair.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. It's funny because, you know, I'm calling it a crafts fair because it's always been called a crafts fair. And part of the reason, as Maureen will tell you here, it's a huge crafts fair, and it's considered to be one of the stellar crafts fairs and impressive crafts fairs to be involved in on Maui, right?
It really is, Cindy. It is such a wonderful event, and it's a juried event, so we are so honored and grateful to have been chosen once again to be at this fair. It really is a tradition, and everybody, all the attendees are so happy, and it's a great day for the vendors.
Yeah.
The vendors, I mean, that energy just spreads through the craft fair, and everybody's happy, and people are, you know, a lot of people come dressed up in hats and flowers,
yeah.
And it's just such a wonderful event, and it's great for us to be able to give back to the community in this way.
It's kind of like a little city, isn't it, away in Canberra? When you see it all, it's like this little, I don't know, where is this little magical kingdom that happens up there where everyone's happy and people are buying and eating and you're bringing flowers, and it's just like, and there's great entertainment and all the things going on. It's just a lovely event, you know, and you see all your friends there.
Absolutely.
Right? And you bring your friends. So tell me about your beautiful, I have to say, I am very, very impressed with your beautiful art, the wearable art with Aloha Vibes. I immediately was attracted to it because you do work with pearls, and I love pearls because they have this luster, and they're alive, and they respond to your oils in your body, and they just have a deep inner spiritual meaning as well.
Yes, that's very true, Cindy. And we do a lot of Tahitian pearl jewelry, Blue Hawaii jewelry, also specializes in some freshwater pearls and gemstones and all precious metals. So it's we create the jewelry in 14 karat gold fill, 14 wow. karat gold, and solid sterling silver. So everything that I design is a lifetime piece of jewelry.
Well, you were showing me this very unique piece you brought in with a pearl, which is a gorgeous pearl, but the clasp, the centerpiece is really designed like Maui.
It is.
And you put the chain through Maui to connect it
yes.
with the pearl over your heart.
Yes.
It's a precious piece.
It
just,
is.
Just beautiful idea.
Yeah, it's a lariat, and I do different styles of those. They have been very hot sellers for us. And, you know, along with other one-of-a-kind designs. And so we do urge people to come to the fair early because
yeah.
a lot of the one-of-a-kind pieces do get snatched up pretty fast.
Well, you know, for a Mother's Day gift, and a lot of people, you know, traditionally get a Mother's Day gift, and it's been going on long enough where the daughters or sons doing Mother's Days are now mothers, and they're getting the gifts, and they're the ones that are receiving the gifts from their children as well, because 45 years, you know.
Right.
But in something like this, this is a gift that will never get old. It'll be something to be cherished.
Exactly.
And people have to realize it's so special to have a piece made by an artist right here on Maui, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's just a wonderful, special piece that will always remind them of the love of and the beauty, and it will get, you know, it's a conversation piece as well.
It is, and that's what people really appreciate is the uniqueness of the item, but also that it's made by a local artisan. And we really enjoy working with our customers. A lot of people put in special orders. And so, you know, it really is just unique and one-of-a-kind pieces.
Now, there's a lot of craftspeople. I think it's like 100 craftspeople.
Yes. There are 100 crafters, and that includes edible crafts as well.
Ah.
So, yes, there are... artists,
you don't wear those.
Fine art. You don't, well.
No. Maybe on your face after.
Yes. Around your lips. Right? Yes. So, and as Maureen mentioned, they are carefully selected. So it's all made in Hawaii.
Well, Maureen, I know there's quite a few as we saw. You know, we just heard about 100. So where do you know yet where your booth is going to be?
Yes,
so people can find you?
We are in the same booth that we were last year. And that is B69. So
good number. People can remember B, like yep. B69.
Bingo.
69. and people can find you, and they can see your lovely pieces. I'm just seeing you. It's so cute. You brought in these lovely pieces where people can actually see. I mean, I guess they're like where you hang jewelry. I forget what you call them, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
busts. They're jewelry busts.
They are jewelry busts, and they're gorgeous. And one here has the white pearls mixed with the black pearls, which is just beautiful. The one with the Maui design, and mm-hmm. One other one here that's got like, well, that's a strand of white pearls hanging down
yeah.
from the Maui design.
So that's my favorite freshwater pearl, and it's a metallic freshwater pearl. It has an iridescence about it.
It does.
Super luster. And that has the London blue topaz hanging in between them.
Oh. Wow.
It's one of my favorite pieces that I do, and that's another one that we have a hard time keeping in stock.
Because it's gorgeous.
Thank you.
Very special. And it is indeed art.
Yes,
which is,
it
yeah,
is. Wearable
yeah.
art, for
yeah.
sure.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Well, that's a great thing to get and for yourself and your mom.
Yep.
Because I don't know if you could just buy it for mom. Once you see it, you probably want one for you and for mom as well.
That's right. We you know, we love giving back to Seabury, and we also donate a portion of all our proceeds to the Maui Humane Society. So
Yay.
We do that on a monthly basis as well, and our customers enjoy knowing that they're giving back in that respect.
And people can find you on Facebook at Blue Hawaii Jewelry.
Yes.
Your email is bluehawaiijewelry@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Wearable art with Aloha vibes.
And our website.
Yeah, and the website's bluehawaiijewelry.com, Maureen Bacon. And if you want to call Maureen, you can, because maybe you won't be able to make it up this weekend. And these are lovely pieces. Our number is 866-2840, 866-2840.
Thanks so much, Cindy.
Thank you. And I am so excited also to have another lovely, you brought some great people in.
I did. You know, I was going to mention, Maureen also donated a piece for the auction. There is also an auction going on in the Cooper House dining hall during the event. And I will post on Facebook and Instagram a link so that if people can't make it to the event, they can bid online for auction items as well.
That's a good idea.
All auction proceeds, again, benefit the tuition assistance.
Well, there's not only the auction. I mean, I have to say that rummage sale, people get there like first thing in the morning.
Oh, lines out the door at the gym for the rummage sale.
That is a pretty amazing rummage sale. I think it's probably got to be the best rummage sale. I mean, because you've got a lot of great items there.
Absolutely.
And they go rather fast. And the time of the craftsware starts at 9, so you might want to get up there and be ready to roll.
Right. Right. And it is free parking. There is VIP parking for just $10.
So. You know what always happens? I always get waylaid because I go in the entrance, and then I smell the baking of the croissants, and there's chocolate croissants, and the bakery's right there on the right side. And I have all intentions to go in and do that, but I have to stop and get some of those bakery items, right? Because they're so good.
Right. There's that whole section called La Patisserie at Seabury Hall Craft Fair, and the baked goods, they're dangerously
they
good.
They are dangerous. And it's really hard to walk past that. So you might want to make sure. Maybe come back to it after you do the rummage sale, because it takes a lot of action to get through that rummage sale because there's so much there. By the way, it's a zero waste event. Bring a water bottle and reusable shopping bag. That really does help keep it green and does work. Now, let me talk to Maui Fruit Jewels lady herself, Lynn Terhorst.
Thank you.
Lynn brought in, tell us what you have on the table here that you brought with you today.
Right. So we have our fruit jelly candies, exotic fruit jellies.
They're beautifully packaged. Who designed these packages?
We work with designers on 99designs.com.
It's kind of like this beautiful artwork of beautiful leaves in purple and blue with a background of gold on one. And you have the large package, the medium-sized package, and the smaller packages in kind of a beautiful coral color. And beautifully done. You're at Made in Maui, aren't you?
Yes. Our kitchen is right around the corner from here.
You're right on the corner of Market Street there?
We're just the opposite of Takamiya.
Wow.
On North Market Street, Happy Valley.
Well, you've come up with a great, great variety of different flavors for these lovely and delicious fruit jellies.
Yeah, there are just so many fruit on the island. We're limited by, not by, you know, what we can make, but just by what's available out there and what the market is willing to bear. So
everything from what, mango to pineapple to what? What's included?
Lilikoi, guava, turmeric, noni.
Turmeric.
So many more exotic ones.
And that's so good for you. So yes. do you do a combination or individual flavors and combination packages?
Yes. So most of the time we do one flavor, pure flavor.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we would mix turmeric with ginger and pineapple.
Wow. Mm.
And we even have a pure turmeric one, which is kind of used as a medicine.
I love it for my knee. That's my go-to snack.
It's very good for inflammation,
snack.
Right?
Yes.
And you've used
it? Yes. They have them at Whole Foods, too.
Yes.
So.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so do stock up at the Seabury Hall Craft Fair. However, I've seen them elsewhere, and I really enjoy them. It's that snack that you don't feel guilty about eating.
Yes, exactly. And it's organic sugar.
Is it organic? Oh, yes. My gosh, no guilt.
Yes.
Well, you were kind enough to bring a couple of packages, enough where we can feed the masses if we were Christ or something. But otherwise, two packages that we are going to give away today. One's that rather large one with a...
Yes, that's the Lahaina collection, the 36-piece or 24-pieces are the biggest.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And you were kind enough to bring this, so I'm going to let some lucky listener... I'm going to say this is for a mother. I hope you honor that. Some lucky mother listener... call in to win this beautiful, you said 36.
I think it was a 24-piece box, Lahaina collection.
Boy, it is a Lahaina collection. Call 244-9533, and Gary will answer the phone and get your name, and you'll be able to have a really, there goes the phone, very special treat, really great. And then there's a secondary one That we're going to give away the second box you gave us to give away as well.
Right.
And that's just beautiful. So we're going to give away two right now. And this is, by the way, if people want Maui Fruit Jewels information, it's MauiFruitJewels.com. And you're right up the street with the factory right up here. And people can contact you if they want information or maybe to purchase some for their retail store, 419-8680. Now, where would that be? Is that also considered crafts? Is that in the section of that area?
She has a craft fair booth, yes. So she's on the
pathway. This would then be the edible crafts.
Yes, that's what I meant, right? And I should point out, there's a fruit paste they do as well that is wonderful as a spread.
Oh, to put it on. What would you put that on?
So you would put that on some cheese and crackers?
So what did you bring today?
So in addition to the fruit jewels, we call them exotic jellies, right, the candies.
They are.
We also have this other product line that we just launched about a year ago.
And what's this?
This is what we call Hawaii fruit paste. Fruit paste is something that is pretty popular in Europe, South America, mostly Europe. They call them fruit paste. The Europeans are pretty used to putting fruit preserve on cheese.
Oh, that's so, so good.
But it's kind of a new trend in America.
Hey, let me see this here. This is lovely.
And that one that I just gave you is the Hawaiian chili pepper pineapple. That's a really, really popular one.
Served with blue cheese, brie, or gouda. I could just see this on brie.
Yes.
You'd heat the brie first, right? You'd heat the brie.
You don't have to.
You don't have to?
You could.
And then just put this over the brie or blue cheese or gouda. I have some crackers, and you have a delicious treat.
Yes.
Wow, love that idea.
We actually sell a lot of this product in the food service version. Obviously, that's not going to be available tomorrow at the craft fair, but people don't see it. They just don't know. But people in restaurants, hotels, chefs actually buy our products in bulk quantity and cut them up and serve them on cheese platters.
For parties?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. The other one box you have here is passion fruit Hawaii fruit paste. And this is passion fruit. Boy, how do you just serve it with the seeds? Because I've always had the hardest time with passion fruit because you can't get those seeds out, can you?
You can't. And no. I think seeds actually, because the little sap around them have so much flavor, if you toss them, you kind of waste the best essence of it. So.
And this is, again, is this also available at Whole Foods if people want it?
Yes, Whole Foods.
And do you know the number of the booth you're in?
I don't. I know we're in Section C this year. We got a little late in application.
Oh, that depends on where you get. Okay, first come, first serve.
I have the full list of crafters. However, I don't have booth numbers.
Okay, but so C's.
They'll be sure to walk and visit every single booth trying to find you.
Right. Yeah, and you. What is the other one here? Oh, my gosh. This is the other one here, guava. Again, with brie, goat cheese, or aged gouda. This might be fun. You know, I was just thinking of the Hawaii... the goat cheese farm, right?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes, we sell a lot of our products at the Surf and Goat Dairy.
Yeah, Surf and Goat. Oh, you sell your products at Surf and Goat.
It's a natural pairing.
Have you ever had their Surf and Goat Dairy truffles?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, can you imagine topping that off with this?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
That would be
delicious.
Unbelievably nice. These are great for Mother's Day gifts.
Yes.
And, again, I don't know when. It's the beginning of November for Made in Maui, right?
I think it's the beginning of
November.
It is.
In Maui. A lot of people, have you been there? You've been there a couple of years in the past. Isn't it mind-blowing how many people come
out for Made in Maui? They line up early in the morning.
They do, and they get their bag, and they go shopping for Christmas.
Yep.
And you've been there? Have you been there before yet, Marie?
Yes, I was there last year as well, yeah.
Yeah, that's such a support for wonderful people. Did you learn a little bit about what people like in marketing and everything from that?
Yes, you know, it was there was a lot of opportunities, provided to the vendors of that show. And so that's another, big show that we do during the year. There's really just two shows that Blue Hawaii Jewelry does as far as the bigger shows, and that's Seaberry and Made in Maui.
Well, I can see why. Maui Fruit Jewels, and I have to say, beautiful, beautiful production and execution and great thought behind this. These are lovely, lovely gifts to get. I mean, you don't have to wrap them. You just sit there because they're just perfect the way they are, right?
Yes.
But if you do want to wrap them, we have a Seaberry alum with a booth called Rapali.
Do you?
And she has wrapping paper that is made from recycled newspaper. And aww, it's a beautiful product. So
what a
Rapoli
great
will
idea.
Be there. Yes.
You know, all those times I've seen gifts just with a newspaper that wasn't anything but just the newspaper, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. What does she recycle them with to make them
it's
nice?
It's recycled paper, and then she has art contests and design contests, and people enter design contests, and she picks her favorites and has that printed onto the newsprint. And
amazing.
Yes.
So there's also, we don't want to forget the great entertainment that happens.
Yes, we
there's
have
always been great entertainment at the Seabury Hall Crafts Fair,
absolutely,
which is this Saturday from 9 to 4. Free parking. Or, by the way, if you don't want to deal with a lot of walking and stuff, you can get VIP parking as well.
Yes. And on two stage, we have Clouds of Fire, Pete Ulanagi, Arias, the Drivers, Dr. Nat, Jamie Galilee Band, Von Lynn Express, Cheryl Ray, James Kimo, Terry Garrison, Kiaka Sardine, Brooks McGuire, all sorts of wonderful
really
entertainers.
Yeah,
yes.
I haven't seen Terry. Was gone for a long time on the mainland. It's good. I haven't seen her since she's come back, so I'm glad she's going to be up there. And, of course, Brooks McGuire is amazing. Dr. Nat, fabulous. So two different stages. Is one a kind of a cakey stage, or is it both just two regular entertainments?
So there's a main stage, and then there's entertainment by the pool, and there is student entertainment near the flower section. So when you go to pick up your flowers for mom for Mother's Day at Seabury Hall Craft Fair, the Seabury Hall's Hawaiian Ensemble will play at 11, and then Chinese violinist, Wang Zhou, will be playing as well.
So let's get back to Chuck here.
Hey.
And we're talking about the cakey entertainment, because it's always fun for the whole family. It's always a great event for the whole family. And you're in charge of the bouncing castle, but there's really a lot more going on in the cakey zone as well, right?
Yeah.
What else do you have going on there?
So we got the ping pong toss.
What's that?
You
throw a ping pong?
That's my best guess.
I'm not sure.
You've done this one, though. Fishing, right?
Yeah, I've done the fishing.
Yeah.
It's where you throw a fishing line behind a board, and people clip up like a token to it, and you get your prize.
Like you have in the fairs.
Yeah.
And
your baby sister might like this one, right?
Oh, yeah, there's the pony rides.
Oh, I love the pony rides. They're fun. Well, you know what? Every time I go up country, and I try to get up every weekend up there, I see the most beautiful horses right on the grounds there on the side and on the back, and they always have the most beautiful horses, right?
Yes, they're not part of the campus,
no,
but
I know,
are right there. It's gorgeous.
They're so
along
picturesque.
With those silly goats. They're super funny.
I didn't notice the goats, but pony runs are always a favorite. Plus, there's the water slide, right?
Oh, yeah. That's always been one of my favorites. The water slide's so much fun.
It's a long one. It's a big, giant water
yeah,
slide,
yeah, it's
right?
big.
Yeah, and all you'd have to do lately with the weather is maybe just get a piece of cardboard as well and go down the
down the hill. That is one thing that people do, though.
I know. I've seen them on the side. There's like, oop. It's been kind of a wet one, which makes for lovely. There's a few jacaranda trees left blooming up there. You know, not a lot, but a few.
Another one of our alums is bringing the paintball, Maui paintball.
Really?
Yes, Clint Hansen's business, and he graduated from Seabury, and his paintball business is donating paintballs to the event. So that's another. That's not really for the little ones.
No,
right?
I don't.
Have you done paintball, Charlie?
Yeah, I did that last
you
year.
You did?
That was my first time doing it.
Wouldn't it get dirty?
Year. Oh no, you don't get hit by the paintballs. I think you just they hire people that you can shoot. It's just like a fun game.
They have people volunteering. Are they school volunteers that can be shot, or they?
I think they work for Maui Paintball.
Okay. I was going to say it's pretty nice of people to volunteer getting shot.
That's right. You put your math teacher and your history teacher.
Yeah, sacrifice for the community. I was like, well, okay, take one for the big Seabury Hall. You know, I every year, and I've gone since the beginning, I see the growth. There's been so many things that have been added there in Seabury Hall. First, there was all the other buildings on that side when you come in, and then, of course, the beautiful theater was added
gorgeous.
As well. And there's been a lot of growth that happens. And it's a labor of love, I think, for the entire community.
Absolutely. And it takes all of us, the entire community. There was a recent gym renovation, and just constantly ongoing improving the school. And funds also help make sure that we can attract the best of the best.
Well, you have. I mean, I'm very impressed with just our wonderful guests in the studio today, and the Maui Fruit Jewels, MauiFruitJewels.com. Just beautiful. You were the Startup of the Year finalist.
Yes.
Congratulations. That's really nice. All these things make a difference, right?
Yes.
I mean, when
yes.
you get that, you were Startup of the Year finalist in 2016. Now, when do you have to stop being the Startup of the Year? That's a question.
When you're more than 5 years old.
Oh, okay. So you got it going. You're Product of the Year finalist in 2017 and 2016. So you understand, as an owner-operator, it's a lot of marketing involved, right?
Yes, yes. Free PR is always the best.
That is true. That I have to say that's absolutely true. But it's a lot of work, and not a lot of people understand that. Just like you came prepared, and with Maureen coming in with her product and doing a lovely gift. And I have to say, the lovely gift has a burlap bag that's in blue burlap that's lovely. And so it's all these details that make the difference. Then you have to get your clientele and keep them, don't you?
Yes.
You have to have an email list and know how to reach out to them and let them know when there's something new. And because that's a good core thing to have, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, once you have your customers, you want to keep those customers. And so, you know, with our website, we put product on sale on a weekly basis. So, you know, it keeps our customers coming back and checking.
On a weekly basis?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We change it out every week.
That's work.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
But
is it Facebook-based more or website-based? It's probably easier on Facebook to change.
We're doing both. Yeah, we're doing both. So, yeah, the marketing is very important to us. And, you know, and also attracting new customers. So, you know, we do a Lahaina show every week. And, you know, we just keep building our customer base, which is fantastic.
Yeah, that's real important. Yeah. Who are some of the other craftspeople who are involved in the fair, Kimber?
Oh, there's so many wonderful crafters. You can get handmade bikinis. There's glass jewelry by Seymour Glass. There's Bee Akamai, bee products, honeys.
Oh,
Island,
bee,
yeah,
okay.
Bee Akamai. And there's a lot of woodwork as well, gorgeous handmade woodwork. There are Nakoa brands, Out of the Blue, Palapala Designs, Paradise Now, Pony Rocks Eyewear, there's a lot. Yeah. Okay. And if you have any questions on any of these, visit the Seabury Hall this Saturday. And if you want to preview the vendor list, visit us on Facebook and Instagram. So Seabury Hall Craft Fair and SeaburyHallCraftFair.org has a full listing of the vendors, the crafters that are participating. And if you'd like to know the specific time a certain band is going to be on stage, also visit the SeaburyHallCraftFair.org. Or our Facebook and Instagram page.
Well, I have to say, Kimber, it's just such a treat to see you because you put a lot of work into this. I mean, I can't even imagine the number of volunteers involved because you have all the different teachers, the students, and that's got to be hundreds of volunteers involved in making this event possible, right?
Yes, and the queen of all of this is Gail Hart. And
thank you, Gail Hart.
Yes, she is incredible. She's the one that's been putting this on for years and years and years and communicating with the vendors and all of the volunteer chairs of this event.
A lot of work involved.
Absolutely,
a labor of love, and it kind of, in a way, Chuck was talking about the Ohana feel of everything, you know, because when you're all working together for one project, it does bring you together in a different way than when you're doing something for your own class or your school. You're working with the whole group of people for one event, you know. And did you know about this event, Chuck, before you got involved in Seabury Hall? Had you heard about the crafts fair?
Oh yeah, we go every year.
Yeah,
it's just a thing we do. I don't know.
And you already knew about the beautiful grounds and everything before you even went to Seabury Hall?
Oh, yeah. I have two siblings there. One graduated and one's a junior. So.
Oh, well, the pressure's on.
Yeah, seriously.
Right? It's like you are the younger, you're the young one in the family?
I have a little sister.
Oh, and she's going to have to go, too.
Yeah.
Well, now, isn't that wonderful, though? And this happens where whole families go there.
Oh, yes. I was with a gentleman this morning who was an administrator in the 70s. He raised his two daughters on campus at Seabury Hall.
Wow.
And now their children, so his grandchildren, aww, are attending Seabury Hall. And so he has four grandchildren that, well, one just graduated, so three grandchildren at Seabury right now.
And again, folks, this is a wonderful, wonderful cause. It's only $5. I think the kids under what age are free?
12.
Kids under 12 are free. Yes. And there's a lot of great activities for kids. I just wanted to say before we kind of wind this up, we got about four more minutes, but you have to pace yourself, folks. No, because there's like, you know, when we say 100 craftspeople and there's really good stuff. So you need to pace yourself. You got to check out what you're going to be doing, like if you're going to do the rummage sale or if you're going to go to the auction, do the food, maybe do a little bit of food, walk around and take another food break, because there's a lot of great, who's the food vendors there?
Well, and I was going to say too, you can sit down and enjoy the entertainment. There are two very large tents with
good
seating so that you can enjoy the entertainment and your, let's see, we have Fairmont Kailani fried rice.
Wow.
And the chefs in the kitchen will be preparing grilled teriyaki chicken to go with that fried rice.
Is that Pang? That's just, yeah, Chef Pang,
yes,
probably, yeah.
Yep, yep. And in fact, my husband's helping deliver it in his big old truck. So, and Duo is providing scallops and,
wow,
prawns. And it's Mai Tau Chow Tom. I'm not that familiar with that. There, of course, is chow fun, the best chow fun ever.
Mm.
Pad Thai noodles, chopped steak and rice. And if you absolutely have to have a salad, there is a wonderful salad bar.
So you have it's, stuff for veggies.
Is,
you have stuff,
yeah,
for
there
vegetarians.
Is salad
there.
Lover's dream. There's a veggie chow fun as well as a pork chow fun. So
wonderful.
You'll be safe if you're a veggie. And as you mentioned before, it is a green event, zero waste event. Huliao Foundation will be on hand to help us recycle and reuse everything, including food
waste. Isn't
that
wonderful?
Yeah, food
that's
waste.
Isn't that interesting too, Chuck, that you're actually able to do an event this big with that many people and make sure it's all recycled? That's a huge learning experience in itself.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, recycling's a big deal. And
the students take that on. The students are the ones running around all day long making sure that the waste is sorted and not wasted.
How many people come to this event typically?
Oh, gosh. That's a good question.
It's got to be thousands.
Thousands.
A lot.
Yeah,
so,
a lot.
I mean, you never know what the weather's going to be. So when I go, I make sure I have a hat because you never know, because I've been out there sometimes and I had to buy hats.
Right.
More than once I bought hats there.
There are hats and umbrellas
and
for sale.
And there'll be umbrellas.
There.
Very yeah. smart. So you'd have your jacket and have things that you can wear in layers just in case, you know, so because you never know the weather up countries and not the weather up country, the whole weather on the island. I don't know anymore, you know. I'm just
I know. Raining in Kihei today. I'm not sure what's going on.
I don't know. So just be prepared because it is rain or shine. It's just one day of the year and it's a big day and it's like 45 years and it's a big event. So we want to thank all the people who worked really, really, really hard to put this together. And I want to thank Chuck for taking the time to come down. And lovely meeting you, Maureen. Just
thank
lovely
you.
Meeting
thank
you
Cindy.
And your beautiful pearl jewelry. And so nice meeting Lynn, who's a neighbor, and I've never met you. I walk around the neighborhood here in Wailuku all the time. Lynn Terhorst and her beautiful Maui Fruit Jewels and MauiFruitJewels.com. Just beautiful packaging. Great job doing that. And we really appreciate you coming in and sharing all your lovely ideas and works and your energy and coordination on putting this all together, Kimber.
Oh, I'm just the publicity side. So.
Yeah, but you know,
yeah,
you did a beautiful, truly. I mean, no, I've been doing this for years, and you did an absolutely beautiful job putting this all together
thank
and
you.
Keeping me posted and organized. And I'm not. I am not organized, so
I'm happy to help.
I really appreciated that. So
it's so important to help ensure that Seabury has a diverse community of students, and the funds that raised here help ensure that every keiki on Maui who wants to attend Seabury will have the opportunity. So that
changes
really means
people's
a lot
lives.
To me.
It
yes.
really truly changes the students' lives, and there's so many. We don't have time to go into all the success stories and wonderful success stories of people who have grown up and had fantastic lives due to the start they got at Seabury Hall.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
We expect a lot out of you, Chuck.
Yeah, no pressure, Charlie.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you're going to have to come back in 10 years and tell us how well you did in life, okay?
All right.
Okay.
We'll
He's going to create his own bouncing castle or something.
I don't think we'll have to look
something.
Hard for him. He'll probably be on stage somewhere.
I think so. It's really a treat. And so a big mahalo to each of you, and thanks so much for taking the time to come in. I know it's a big time to get ready for all the Crafts Fair stuff, so I appreciate you taking the time to come in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Cindy.
Great to meet you.
Thanks for what you do, Cindy. Thank you.
And we're going to be having Salvation Army representative calling in here, David Sayer, in a minute. I didn't